Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Some people.
I tell you
what. Am I the jerk today involves replacing a pet, a family pet that you killed.
Yikes.
Yeah, I said it. Don't worry, the kids can still listen, but...
It's okay.
I don't think we're going to traumatize anybody.
I hope not.
Listen, what are we going to name this person?
Oh.
Let me just read it.
Let's just name him X.
X. Allie and DZ.
Yeah,
am
X.
I the jerk for lying and replacing my neighbor's dead fish?
Oh, okay.
Yikes.
I'm listening.
Okay.
We listen.
And we don't judge.
Until later.
Until the end.
Mm-hmm.
Allie and DZ. My neighbor asked me to feed their fish anytime they go out of town. Well, last week, they hit me up and asked if I could feed the fish on Saturday and Sunday. I already had a busy weekend, but I told them I would handle it. Then the weekend came and I completely forgot. I've never done that before. I remembered late Sunday night and I ran over to their house and the fish, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
No more. Fish was dead.
Oh, wait. No. Don't sometimes fish sleep?
I don't know.
You know what? Never mind. I'm still listening.
Let it be.
Oh, I'm still listening.
I panicked and went out and bought a new fish.
Mm.
I didn't say a word to them. Mm. Am I the jerk for replacing the dead fish?
Wait. So they flushed the fish and
Replacement Rachel.
That's
her name.
Goodness gracious.
Replacement Rachel. Because you know parents have done this.
Oh, 100%.
So, well, but this was the parents to their own children and their own pet. This is somebody who's going
friend
into your
friend.
House and feeding a neighbor's fish, and they're not telling them that.
Yeah, I guess this isn't Goldie just taking a plunge so
this
you replace it
pet.
So the baby don't
this
cry.
This is somebody else's pet you went and replaced.
This is arguably a friend that asked you to do a favor, and you just dismissed their entire life
uh-huh.
and forgot about their... See, but
think?
That pet was clearly weak. If it died in 48 hours, I'm sorry, but what?
Ma'am. No, come on.
This one's tough.
Come
gee.
On.
They didn't say nothing. They didn't. They
nothing.
Say. They said nothing.
Nothing.
Mm, 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 mm.
Is replacement Rachel the jerk for lying and replacing the neighbor's dead fish? I think Rachel's the jerk for lying about it.
You think so?
It was nice to replace it, but now the lying is where you're losing me.
See, but some people's confrontation skills are wild weak.
Oh,
like
90%
wildly
of people's
weak.
Confrontation skills.
And you just, man, you just murk somebody's pet, arguably,
mm-hmm.
bro. Like, you clearly forgot, and I'm sorry that mm-hmm. happened. It happens to the best of us.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than saying, hey, I'm really sorry this happened, I can replace mm-hmm. the fish for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just up and said, oop, I'm going to just replace it. Bala, bala, bing, bang, dip.
But I know people are going to call in and go, it's a fish.
See,
I just went ice fishing this weekend. Who cares?
Think about it. She could have straight up lied and been like, no, the fish was fine when I fed it.
Mm.
I fed it and it was fine. And then I left.
Mm.
And then, oh my goodness, the fish is, oh my gosh, the fish died. Oh no.
The fish died.
Not the fish.
And
pretend
just lie and
just
say
lie.
It was alive.
And be like, it was alive when I
but
came
then
alive.
You would told, you know, if I came home and you and my fish was dead, I'd be like, it was you.
She at least replaced it.
But then how can I be mad at somebody who was doing something for me?
Fair.
Do you know what I'm saying?
True. It's the liability and the consequence, right?
Now
when
we
you
got
go,
the lawyers
hey,
involved for a fish. Come on.
I mean, you're not wrong. If we're really arguing about it, not to say we're arguing,
mm-hmm.
but if we're really talking about it, yeah, you left that person in charge. You ran that risk that they weren't going to take care of your pet yeah. the way you take care of your pet.
All right, what do you guys think? 414-533-1037. Is replacement Rachel the jerk for lying to her neighbors and replacing the dead fish? Somebody texted in and said, pretty shady.
It is shady, but is it jerky? She replaced the fish. I'm sure replacement Rachel even replaced it with a fish that looked like your fish.
Steven Twin Lake said she's the jerk. She should have just been honest. And DZ, fish don't sleep upside down on their surface.
I heard sometimes they do. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe that's just what my parents told me.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Replacement Rachel, and I named her today, not DZ for once.
This might be one of my favorite names. It's so good. Replacement Rachel.
Because she basically killed her neighbor's fish. Let's just say what it is. Adrian in Milwaukee texted in, fish can go live missing a few days. What? Adrian, I don't understand what you tried to text in. That fish was already on the way out. You know what, Adrian? Okay, we know which way he's going today. So you said, which way, jerk or not the jerk, for replacing the neighbor's fish that they forgot to feed?
A little tough, but I'm more leaning towards the not the jerk, because they were at least conscious and said, I'm going to replace the fish, and hopefully you're happy, you don't notice, and you come back to a live fish, because they felt that bad.
This
they
is not the, your they kid's the fish. This is your neighbor. This is not your fish.
They could have just left it. They could have just said, oh, well, the fish died. Oh, well, clearly the fish was sickly if it died on my watch, right?
Well, like, let's go to Lisa.
Could have been way shadier.
You're right. Fine, I guess, if we're spinning it. Let's go to Lisa in West Dallas, who she called it Stallywood. The mayor's really going to love that one.
I support.
I'm being sarcastic.
Better than Dirty Stallus.
He gets so mad when I call it Stallus. I'm sorry.
Shout out Stallywood.
Dan would love Stallywood. I think he might like that one.
Dan?
I'm going to see his face next time I see him.
Oh, they're on a first name basis.
Dan.
Listen up, Dan Devine.
Daniel.
And how many suburbs do we actually know who the mayor is? Let's be real. None.
Shout out Chevy, though.
Well, I'm saying suburbs.
No, I know. That's why I said shout out Chevy, though.
Yeah, right. For sure. But when it comes to suburbs, I have no idea.
Now we know Dan.
Dan, it's Stallywood now. All right. So, Lisa, are you going to say jerk or not the jerk for lying and replacing the neighbor's dead fish?
Oh, I cannot stand when people lie about things. She could have totally been flipping honest.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
And the fact that there was no honesty here and they just did it, I'm going to say they're a jerk for doing that. And hold on, they forgot for 2 days and it died. How was that fish on its way out if she didn't feed it for 2 days? Let me see me not feed you for 2 days and see how you feel.
I thought fish could last a really long time without eating. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, I didn't have many pets growing up, actually any pets growing up.
But you don't know how long the people also didn't feed the fish before they told the neighbors.
You see, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, was this fish on the way out? We don't actually know.
Oh, somebody texted in and said, plot twist. What if the fish was already dead and they asked her to feed him so she'd find him? Listeners are shady.
Double, triple plot twist. Hold on, bro. Y'all are making me sweat.
They ended it with not the jerk after all that novel they wrote. You guys are hysterical.
In a world of theories.
They already know. Their house is camera'd, you know, they see her replace it, and they're like, oh, she's so kind.
And if they have kids, they can blame it on the neighbor not feeding the fish instead of themselves.
In a world of theories and in the am I the jerk realm of we don't actually know the full story, any of this is feasible, y'all.
We're diabolical.
I swear we are something else. We're wicked. Mm-hmm. But I love us. I love us. Anything's possible.
So what did Lisa say? What did you say, Lisa? Jerk?
I think she's a jerk for forgetting about the fish.
And for lying.
I hate the lying part.
She still could have replaced. I hear because she could have replaced the fish, done it all, and still said, hey, I killed the last one.
And this is about a moral dilemma, and I do want to say 75% of our listening audience admit it. We'll lie to people, please, okay? Admit it. You think afraid to confront don't want to hurt people's feelings? I don't even want to do that, right? So you're like,
I would have texted. But I would have said, Goldie said, sorry, RIP.
Oh, Lisa, come on.
Lisa, you are cutthroat.
You're so funny.
Bye, Lisa. Bye, Lisa. Go say hi to Dan.
Love you, bye,
Lisa.
All right. Next up on the phones, we have Christina with the blue hair.
Oh, we just keep getting more and more firecrackers.
Good morning. I got a little bit of voice pack.
Okay.
So first of all, I'm going to need y'all to stop giving this fish all these illnesses. Little Nemo was probably healthy as a horse.
I heard the fish had Lyme disease.
Stop!
Lyme scales, yeah, for real. Had Lyme scales.
Oh, Lord. So I'm going to say the jerk, but not all heroes wear capes. I would do the same thing.
Stop!
Jerk in solidarity.
Well, the video of me changing the fish, I'm changing it.
You are out of control.
And you're
right.
Not saying nothing?
Look, you're not going to call me irresponsible, even though I was.
Even though I was.
I got an image.
With you guys.
I got an image to uphold.
You're not going
to
call me in my name.
I cannot with you guys.
Right.
All right. Christina, goodbye. Here we go again.
Much love. Bye.
This is how we're good people.
Her voice is getting better. But I ain't mad at you. I would have done it too.
Fine. Bella and Kenosha, last but not least, she's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Bella.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Oh, man, the calls just keep getting better.
Bella would not decide which way she was going to go on this. You heard they both said jerk.
Yeah. So at first I was like 100% bring the room, bring the vacuum. And then I was like, but what kind of fish is it?
Wait.
Why?
Right. What? Like, is it a goldfish or is it like a fresh water, not a fresh, a saltwater fish? We have to like maintain the tank and
know.
Do all this. Like, it's the expensive price, to do
difference.
That.
The price difference. Yeah,
murder was
I got
the case
a
that they gave
home.
Them. What do you want, dude? Like, well, what do you mean?
One's a $3 to $5 to maybe $10 replacement. One's a $100 to $200, maybe $500 replacement.
And this is why I don't own fish. See, I didn't know that.
You know, yeah.
See,
freshwater
Nemo. Shout out Lopez.
I'm
listening on the Odyssey app right now at home.
Fish is listening. Hey, shout out Lil Pez.
She said her fish is listening on the Odyssey app.
Bro, Pez is fish in Spanish. It's little fish.
Oh.
Lil Pez.
Yeah, see? Lil Pez.
Lil Pez.
And it kind of sounds like Lopez, so the fish is definitely Hispanic.
You know, I love fishing and I love my little fish, but I have to say jerk because you lie. That you're scandalous.
Liar. She's only doing that because the fish is listening.
Liar, fish fryer, lie.
That's right.
Free the fish. Yeah, there ain't no way that they don't know that you did that, but they definitely know now because you wrote into Am I the Jerk?
Yeah,
Rachel.
Well. Replacement Rachel. Get it straight,
replacement
Bella.
Replacement Rachel.
About to be regretful, Rachel.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
That's right.
All right, Bella.
She's probably getting a text right now.
Love you, Bella. She's getting a text
All right, have
right
a good
now.
Day. Love you.
Much love,
Bye.
Fam. Peace.
Wow. So it's jerk.
Vacuum sealed jerk.
Yes, it is. For lying and replacing the neighbor's dead fish.
I didn't think it was going to go this way. Can I be real?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were just going to all be like, you know what? No, at least they replaced the fish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, vacuum sealed jerk. But I hear it. It's the lie.
Mm-hmm.
Little white lie at that, but a lie is still one a lie.
Let's
right?
see what the text say. Annalise texted in and said, jerk. She should have just been honest and offered to replace it then.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Allie in Menominee Falls said, jerk, but I agree with Christina with the blue hair. I would do the exact same thing. What is wrong with you guys?
At least they're honest in saying jerk, but I'd be the jerk too.
No, you guys don't get a pass for being honest that you'd lie.
Because they called themselves out and said, listen, jerk, but respectful.
You hear this? You're saying I'm being honest about lying. What is wrong with you? You know what? I'm over all of you.
I'm
right
not.
Now.
Hey, I will never admit to a murder. Whether a fish or other.
Oh,
chill,
my wait, gosh.
Chill out. That
you
sounded really horrible.
Nuts. That, did
that
sound
sounded
really,
horrible.
Come on, man. Virginia and Racine said, not the jerk. Okay.
Hey, it doesn't matter what anybody else got to say. This has worked out. Mm-hmm. This is a sweep, vacuum, jerk.
Jerkity jerk.